Blog Talk Radio.
You are about to be entertained by the eighth, the young man who has become a legend in his own time.
I'm like, I never heard of this group.
You want answers?
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
It's the Ron Kelly Show.
So don't get it twisted.
Nothing is working today. Oh my goodness. Everybody, nothing is working today. I mean, like, nothing is working, but I'm going to persevere and keep coming back because I know there's people out there who want to listen to me every Thursday night. So welcome, everybody. Thank you so much for joining me. It's the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com, the Ron Kelly Show. Heard on the web, I should say, at blogtalkradio.com, and on the ground in various areas of the country. On the West Coast, it's KCAA Radio. In California, 102.3 FM, 1050 AM, and 106.5 FM. And here on the East Coast, it's WWPR 1490 AM in Florida and everywhere in between. Thank you so much for joining me. First and foremost, I want to thank my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, for his grace and mercy for carrying me, not just through this year of COVID, where almost 300, coming up on 300,000 people, souls have been lost to the virus from this terrible disease. But for the balance of my life so far on this earth, where I've gone through adversity and I've come through it just thus far. Speaking of COVID virus, isn't it strange isn't it strange how the only people who survived coronavirus are the ones in Trump's orbit? You know, the only person that died from the virus who was a Trump supporter, was a notable or noted or well-known Trump supporter, was Herman Cain. He was a black man who died from the coronavirus. Herman Cain was a one-time presidential candidate and a staunch Trump supporter. He's the only one that died. Everybody else has lived, including Rudy Giuliani, 76-year-old Rudy Giuliani, who contracted the coronavirus and got out of the hospital today, and they're all like, oh, I feel great, I feel wonderful. You know, so it almost seems like there's some type of special sauce somewhere reserved for the Trump friends, or only for the rich and famous, but while everyone else dies. And there's something that makes you go, So welcome, everybody. Thank you so much for joining me. It's Thursday night. Thursday night football a little bit later on. I will be taking part in that. But right now, it's the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com, ronkellyshow.com. And so a panel of infectious disease experts have approved of the a government advisory panel has endorsed widespread use of Pfizer's coronavirus vaccine that has to be kept 100 degrees below zero, and it's putting the country just one step away from launching a huge vaccination campaign against the outbreak that's killed pretty close to 300,000 people. Shout out to Dave Ullman, Rhonda Torres E, and Sharon Allen Chambers, my sister. What's going on, Sharon Allen? Sharon Allen, I got, you know what, and sidebar, I do have to get the, incidentally, for those, some other people who have been getting at me about the Ron Kelly Show gift packs, I'm waiting for the manufacturer to make them and send them back to me. So once he does, I will be picking some people, some of my regulars, my folks who partake of the Ron Kelly Show every week, and maybe some newcomers as well. They all will be receiving Ron Kelly Show gift packs as soon as the manufacturer sends them back. It consists of a polo shirt. I think I'm going to make them long sleeve shirts since it's wintertime now, and a couple other things, little tokens of my gratitude that are in the Ron Kelly Show gift pack. Anyway, everybody, thank you so much for joining me. Yeah, so the government advisory panel. Now, this panel is not a bunch of people. These are not politicians. These are not anybody who is connected in the government in any way. And they've endorsed the use. Now, this endorsed the use of the coronavirus vaccine. Now, this is just the first step. Now, the next step is going to be if the Food and Drug Administration, the United States Food and Drug Administration, signs off, and that is expected. So there is light at the end of the tunnel. So I'll talk a little bit about that. Also, I'll talk about the young man who was killed by the police, another one. And I was just talking about the two young men who were killed in Florida just last week. Now, here's another young man, Casey Goodson Jr., who was shot in the back three times by a deputy in the state of Ohio, 23 years old, black man, shot in the back. We'll discuss that as well. And how some folks live and some folks die. Incidentally, the white folks, for the most part. So I'll get to that in a little while. Franklin County Sheriff's Department, Jason Meade, a 17-year veteran of the department and a sheriff's deputy assigned to the U.S. Marshals Service Fugitive Task Force, was the culprit who shot this young man in the back three times. Shot in the back three times. I mean, come on. I mean, oh, man, this is just getting so ridiculous. And I don't mean to make light of it, but I'll talk about that as well. You know, and also with the virus, black folks, some people are hearkening back to the Tuskegee experiment. We all know, most of us know what happened with that, with the Tuskegee experiment. And there are some black folks who are leery about the about taking the medicine because of what happened with the Tuskegee situation. We'll talk about that. But it appears that there is some light at the end of the tunnel. The advisory panel has approved the use of this Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine. And so what's going to happen next is that now that this has been done, now the Food and Drug Administration will come together and they'll decide whether it's going to move forward. So that's just the first step, you know. So there's still a couple more steps left. But once the FDA approves of the virus, then it'll start being distributed across the United States of America. From what I understand, the folks who hospital workers and the elderly will be the first ones who get the virus, and then it'll go on from there, you know, down to people like me who's not in any category, so I just have to wait my turn. But anyway, it's good news. It's good news that the virus has passed the first hurdle. And you kind of wonder, like, what's going on? Because Canada's approved it already, and they're already sticking people in the arm. The UK, the United Kingdom, England has already approved it, and they're already sticking people in the arm. And people are probably saying, like, what's going on with America? Why is America taking so much time with this? But I think, you know, we have to be patient. I think that, you know, I mean, yeah, would I like for it to happen, like, right now? Sure. But they're making sure that, you know, they've dotted every I and they crossed every T, and they're trying to make sure that this virus, this vaccine, will be safe for everyone. So, you know, it's good news, because it's been all bad news all year long. Death, death, death. That's all you hear about right now. 300,000 almost dead. And they're expecting 100,000 more. See, because what's going to happen with this is going to take time to, to get around, you know. So it's not going to, like, go out all across the country, everybody's going to get shot at the same time. No, this is going to take months. They're talking early spring as to when the virus, when enough people will be vaccinated. Because what they're saying is that there needs to be at least 100 million people who have been vaccinated before the virus will start to show some payoff. It's going to take at least another couple months for it to show. So everybody still has to wear their mask. You still have to social distance. You still have to do all the things that you're doing for the foreseeable future until at some point after the spring or early summer of 2021. That's when they're expecting at least 100 million people to have been vaccinated. And once that amount of folks have been vaccinated, then hopefully we will see the death toll and the illnesses and the ICU beds and all of that. We'll start to see that go down. So, yeah, it's a good first step. It's light at the end of the tunnel, but you know how that the light be real small, you know, and as you get closer to the end of the tunnel, it gets bigger and bigger. Right now, that light is real small, but it's some light. So anyway, we're happy about that. A shout out to Rhonda Torres Allen. Shout out to Chambers. Good evening, my sister. Sharon Allen Chambers, my sister from way back when we was young. Well, we still young, right, Sharon? Shout out to Rhonda Torres Eden, who says, how opting out of the vaccine. She says she's opting out of the vaccine. Well, actually, 61% of Americans in the latest poll, you know, you can't really trust polls, because to do a real true poll, you'd have to ask every person in America, which is about 340 million people. But according to the latest poll, 61% of Americans are saying that they would take the vaccine. And, you know, I have to tell you that, you know, faced with the, you know, with the alternate, you know, I would be probably forced to take it myself. So if Dr. Fauci says it's okay, then I'll be down with it. If Barack Obama can take it, I can take it. Yeah. So we're happy about that. The light is at the end of the tunnel. Yeah, it's all messed up today. So anyway, so black folks are, you know, the Tuskegee experiment is, it took place years ago. As a matter of fact, it was only supposed to last for 6 months, and it wound up lasting for 40 years. Now, the Tuskegee syphilis study is what it was called. It's also known as the Tuskegee syphilis experiment. That Tuskegee study of untreated syphilis in the African-American male. Now, there's several differences between what's going on now with the COVID vaccine and the Tuskegee syphilis experiment. You see, because there was already a cure for syphilis when the Tuskegee study took place. Now, it was supposed to be a clinical study conducted between 1932 and 1972 by the United States Public Health Service, as it was called at the time, and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, which has been around for a while. Now, the purpose of the study, the Tuskegee experiment, was to observe the natural history of untreated syphilis. The African-American men in the study were told they were receiving free health care from the federal government of the United States of America. Now, the Public Health Service started the study in 1932 in collaboration with Tuskegee University. It was Tuskegee Institute at the time, which was a historically black college in Alabama. Now, they enrolled 600 impoverished, meaning, you know, broke, didn't have the money, African-American sharecroppers from Macon County in Alabama. Of these men, 399 of them had latent syphilis, with the control group of 201 men who were not infected. Now, as an incentive for participation in the study, the men were promised free medical care, but were deceived by the PHS, who never informed the subjects of their diagnosis and disguised placebos and ineffective methods of treatment. So the men were initially told that the study was only going to last 6 months, but it was extended to 40 years. And after funding for the treatment was lost, the study was continued without informing the men that they would never be treated. None of the infected men were treated with penicillin, despite the fact that by 1947, penicillin was widely available. So there are some black folks who are connecting this with the COVID vaccine with Tuskegee experiment. Now, these are two totally different things. I mean, I understand the significance of it, but it was so much more different. These two situations were different. First of all, the Tuskegee syphilis study only involved black people. Tuskegee experiment, whatever you want to call it. It was only, shout out to Nicole and Naya Boatwright, who's watching the program. Now, the difference between COVID-19 vaccine and the Tuskegee experiment was the Tuskegee experiment was, involved only black people, only black men. And it wasn't that they were giving, and it wasn't that, that's number one, is that it wasn't that the, I don't know why I'm not moving here. I don't know what's going on here. I don't know. Okay. I don't know why I'm frozen here. Like I said, nothing is going right tonight. Everything is going like to bluey for some reason. So the difference between number one was that it was only black men. Number two is that the men did have venereal disease. With the COVID virus, it's not like they're giving you something. With the Tuskegee experiment, the men already had the disease, and they just didn't give them the penicillin that they could have used. So there's several different things here going on with this Tuskegee. Wow, see, nothing is going right today. 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 Okay, all right, tell you what, take a break and come right back with more. It's Ron Kelly Show, everybody, and it's on blogtalkradio.com. Oh, go on. Ron Kelly Show. What? Hello, Ron Kelly Show.
Yeah, you sound kind of. You got your stuff together?
Yeah, nothing is going right now. I always have myself together, my brother. But you know, I'm at the mercy of electronics. You know, I'm at the mercy of Facebook. I'm at the mercy of, matter of fact, my show just went off the air on Facebook, and I had to put it back on. So everything is going crazy, but I'm trying to hold on. How are you, brother? What's the name? Where are you calling from?
Well, I'm saying this about the challenges to these signed affidavits and videotapes on the fraud that's been going on in these elections.
Okay,
could
you tell me what your name
is? Any citizen.
All right, could you tell me what your name is? Where are you calling from? First name is fine.
My name is Pianchi. I'm calling from the Midwest. Any U.S. citizen can challenge that.
You Trump supporter?
And they should.
Are you a Trump supporter?
Pardon me?
Are you a Trump
supporter?
Yes,
I voted for Donald Trump because of his issues.
Okay,
but
you sound
like
a brother. So. Okay, what's your...
Well, I'm not a brother. I'm a United States citizen, natural born, African American. But as
okay.
I was saying before...
Right.
Any citizen... can challenge that, and they should, because every citizen deserves to have a legal, transparent, and fair election. And the stuff that's been going on is totally, totally ridiculous. And
okay, everybody.
The thing that gets me.
All right, before you go on any further, brother, I just came back on Facebook. I just want to let everybody know what's going on, that I'm speaking to an African-American, Trump supporter, calling in from the Midwest, 314 area code, wherever that is. I'm not sure. But, yeah, everybody, welcome back. If you're going to come back, I know a couple of you, I see the feed starting to populate. So everything is going wrong today, but thank you so much, everybody, for coming back and joining me. I'm speaking to a gentleman, an African-American, who's calling in from the Midwest, who is a Trump supporter. And now, so,
well,
You're a United States.
You got
States
that part
citizen.
Wrong. I'm a United States citizen, natural
right,
born.
Okay, natural born. Okay, so you're what you're saying is you're down with all of this Trump, you know, what's being done and.
Well,
you know,
absolutely.
You
got about 28 attorney generals from attorney general from 28 states that's also filing an amicus brief on the things that's been going on. I understand that. Some state legislature. See, people don't elect presidents. The states elect presidents. That's where it's spelled out in the Constitution. But they're working to make some changes. They need to make changes. You know, the thing that gets me is that in a couple of areas, like down in Georgia and also in Wayne County, Detroit, and from the information, the videos, those were black people that was handling those ballots, and they put people out like the video showed and was pulling stuff from underneath the table. And for eons, blacks have been complaining about how they was mistreated, misused, and their votes weren't count. And lo and behold, they doing the very same thing they was complaining other people was doing.
Yeah, but hold on, brother. Hold on, United States citizen. Hold on just a second. Hold on. Now, you're saying that, okay, so you're alleging that there was some kind of malfeasance going on with the...
Well, yeah, it's on video.
Why is it that when every Trump lawyer who has gone into a courtroom has not, who has said that nothing strange was going on, there was no fraud?
You always go to the lower courts.
Right.
You go to the lower courts first, then you go to the higher courts. And also you make your plea to the state legislature, because that's who the courts is going to throw it back on.
Okay, I get that. But what I'm saying, though, is that nobody, when they went to court, none of them said that there was any malfeasance going on. Nobody said.
Well, all the evidence wasn't proven. And like I said before, you take those pleas to the highest courts, the superior court, then the superior court is going to throw it back on the legislature and recommend that things are not certified.
See, but you would have to, in order to do anything, you would have to specify which votes were bad, and you'd have to specify each and every vote that you think was fraudulent. You can't just throw, because there were people who...
Well, that's not the only thing they're doing.
Hold on. I voted in person. So you can't just say a whole town was corrupt. You can't say like Wayne County, like all of Detroit, all those ballots were fraudulent. You can't say that. You have to specify.
Nobody said that.
That's what they're saying. Now they're going to court now. They're trying to get the Supreme Court, which is not going to hear it. They're trying to go to the Supreme Court to get like 20 million votes thrown out. It's the Republicans are always talking about being constitutional.
Well, the Supreme Court wait a minute, sir. You're missing this for me. Supreme Court cannot throw out votes.
Right.
The Supreme Court does not have the authority. It goes back to the state.
There's no evidence. The whole thing is moot, brother.
They have the evidence. That's why they're going to have a presentation.
I haven't seen any evidence.
Well, look, why don't we just wait till this happens?
The only people who
see evidence
are Trump supporters. I ain't necessarily
a Trump supporter. I support his issues.
Yeah, and he's got a lot of them too, by the way.
You're right. He's got a lot of them, like tax reform, school choice, tariffs, border protection, getting out of these PPP and overwhelmingly paying for the United Nations and coming out of those wars. Those are good issues. You can't say that black kids don't need school choice.
Shout out to Lamar.
And you know, one other thing.
Hold on.
One other thing here I want to mention, and I'm going to let you have your show back.
Okay. Oh, you took it from me?
You mentioned about...
Go ahead.
You mentioned about this another black male getting shot by the police.
Right.
Well, since Memorial Day of 2020, which was 199 days ago, this past Tuesday, you don't have 3,106 blacks shot by other blacks in the city of Chicago, and no white police shootings at all, and 451 murders.
Yeah, and we get
3,106.
And I get
blacks
that.
Are fleeing that city.
I tell you what, brother, because this show, for some reason, it only came on for a half an hour. It's supposed to be a whole hour. So I'm going to reset.
All right, well, look, we're talking about that next time when you have opportunities.
Yeah, I'm going to reset. I'm going to reset because I got to restart the show. I tell you that the electronic the technology today is like all over the place right now. It's just one of those days. So I'm going to reset and you're welcome to call back into the show after 7:30. I appreciate you, brother.
Yeah, thank you. You have and you have a safe day.
All right, thank you.
And stay away from the vaccines.
Oh boy. All right, yeah, I got it. Everything is going wrong today. Lamont Gates, you understand this. Shout out to Lamont Gates who's watching the program. And that man called from 314 area code. I'm not even sure where that is. He said somewhere in the Midwest. But he said he's not a Trump supporter, but he supports. I mean, how could you? I don't know. Anyway, I'm going to have to reset the show because everything is going haywire right now. This is one day I probably should have just said, look, I'm not going to be on the radio. But here I am in any case. Anyway, everybody, I'm not going to go off the air, but I'm going to reset the show. I'm going to go off the radio for a second. But yeah, so I'm going to get to that. I got a lot going on. So I'm going to get to that. I'm going to start the show over again. Okay, start.